So guys, I'm here chilling with Victoria with a cup of green tea. You guys, I gave Victoria green tea. If you see how she was sipping it. Is it fight? Is it war? I don't understand. But then, like, you know, your favorite about the girl knows how to, like, sip tea, like... So, sorry, that was, like, a wrong... Why are you laughing? Shut up. That was a wrong attempt. Let me do it again. Okay, I guess I'm done trying.
God knows the way to defend.
Please. Okay, guys, welcome to today's episode of Chronicles of an Ibadan Girl. You know I'm always happy to be with you guys, and today's episode is...
I'm excited to be with you guys.
I don't know what... And I don't say that she's just come and tap into my success, so that she's come and be a partaker of the success of my podcast. But she's
success.
Just...
If it's not my success, at the end of the day... It's not my own success.
That's the careful with that success. Okay, guys. Let me give a very big shout out to everyone who listened to last week's episode of the podcast. Victoria, you didn't listen to the podcast. You only listened to it when that is what you say, but you did not listen
to it. I'm saying thank you for them for
listening to it now.
You still have to appreciate me.
Shut up.
I still have to.
Okay, so last week on the podcast, I talked about tokens, and the feedback that came back were really nice, because I realized that a lot of people actually take things for granted, and it's actually good if you should appreciate the little things that you actually have without looking at what other people have. So thank you guys for your feedbacks. If you do not send me feedbacks, please make sure you send me feedbacks on the podcast, because the feedbacks are part of things that actually help to keep me going on this podcast. So today's episode,
I made this green tea for us. You did not say thank you. I say thank you. Tokens. Appreciate.
Victoria, thank you for the green tea, but you know that at the back of this podcast, I'm going to beat you. Okay, guys. So today's episode is tagged being 25. Oh, good. Hey. Me waro go buy you. I cannot do mistake.
I cannot
do mistake in my life.
Cause we don't know I'm older than you.
It's okay. It's not fight. Okay, so like I said, today's episode is tagged being 25, and we've got Victoria with us today on this episode. I'd like to give my condolences to the Uwogus family. Alex was my secondary schoolmate at a particular point while I was in high school, and hearing about his death was really painful. It was touching. So I'd like to say that the Lord will console his family, and it would make them be at rest even at such a trying period. Amen. So back to today's episode. I said we have Victoria today talking to us about how it feels like being 25. So before we start giving back-to-back questions, Victoria, just give an introduction.
I'm blushing. Come on. Okay, we've not the introduction to the one we are
doing. Just say something.
Okay, it's so good to be here again with this, my bro. Well, it's so nice to be here on this podcast again. I'm so excited, and I bless God for how far he has brought this pekin and this podcast.
Oh,
yes,
it's okay.
Not. It's okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I didn't say my name.
Let me drink my tea. Sorry,
drink it. You need a.
You guys, you must smell my success. It's great to you, not to decide. Okay, so Victoria, it said that life begins at 25. How does it feel like to just be starting life?
Actually, you just remind me that word. I did not know that life begins at
25. Okay, I was actually just joking. I'm not sure life begins at 25. Life begins whenever it begins.
I wonder.
But then, Victoria, how does it feel like to be 25?
I'm just grateful. I'm just happy, because it has not been easy growing up. And back when I came from, my life, my whole jiggas. So it's not a joke. So I'm just thankful. Before, cannot even remember my age. Before.
Oh, need you on me a shell.
Oh, just so me or about shape, Baba.
Ah,
stop. So sometimes I'll call Jimmy, I'll say, Jimmy, joking age me, you know? That will be like, you're not okay. To that extent, it was no problem, but I just don't care about age at a particular time. I was just like, okay, I'm just living life. For me to be here is not by my own strength or this, it's just by grace. So, but recently, it was okay. The first person that will always wish me happy birthday, he has been wishing me happy birthday since February. But all those times, I would just be laughing. Whenever he said happy birthday in advance, I am actually, man, that bad, man, yeah.
Yeah.
I just I just want to remember that age. I just don't want to remember that.
So are you trying to say that the number 25 comes with fears?
I said I didn't remember my age, but I knew I was growing old. That I was not old to that, but I would know that at this particular level, you have some expectations and all that, and bills keep increasing. So when he said so, it was like already another one. Go mass off me more. So I don't used to think, but I just used to be like that thing is just like a heavy.
My friend just said like, she doesn't think, like she doesn't have sense.
No sense. I have sense. God gave me sense.
But you don't used to think.
As my people understand, like I don't think of my age. I don't. So it's just like something new is starting at the age of 25. So that is what actually scares me. That can I undo it?
Something new is starting. What is that new thing that is starting?
I don't know. God knows. I just believe that it's a change. I just believe that, and I have this feelings that it's another change for me to scale through that 25 years. All the challenges, all the tears.
So would you like, can you like share with us maybe one of your trials, challenges that you scaled through successfully before getting to this age?
Ha.
My sister think because we want to hear. Once a year. Just give us the gist, basically.
Ah, oh my God. I don't know which one to pick.
I'm trying to pick one that is making sense. I don't know. Just pick one.
I don't know if anything is making sense. So, but the thing is, there was a particular time in my life that I was like, okay, shit, what? Bye.
Please, can you translate? Some people do not understand you.
No, people like us that we just try to go to school.
Okay.
We used to mix English and Yoruba together. But the truth is, a lot of challenges had happened that growing up, I was confused what could actually be happening, because as a young, tender child, I was just confused. Like, I didn't know my biological father, and the father that I know died on time. It was really, really, really painful. It was really painful that I used to pray that, God, let me dream of daddy. Let me dream of daddy. So I just want to be dreaming of him, that I would just be talking in my dreams. That it was to that extent at a particular time, and growing up and seeing my friends achieving some things, and me, I'm still like this. So
how are you able to scale through that period?
My mom gave me the perfect route, which was Christ. So it was through that. I don't have anyone to talk to except whenever I feel
down.
Yes, whenever I feel down, whenever I like something is affecting my self-esteem and blah blah blah, something will just call me back that, young lady, think of the things that you have passed through. Think of the attack. Think of the spiritual things and all that you have even seen, even before you know God. So I just say thank you, Jesus, and I'll be singing and dancing.
Okay, guys. So like Victoria is someone I've known like all my life. I can't even say this was a particular point I started to know Victoria. Like, we basically grew up together, and I think I can actually relate to the things that she's saying, because I have this group of friends. We call ourselves the support team, and basically when we talk about Victoria, it's like Victoria is like she's a how do you explain it? She's like a miracle, or she's like an explanation of the finished work of God, or God's work in progress, because we know that it is not even finished yet. So I can easily relate to this, because it's getting so emotional right now. Oh my God. I didn't see you getting this. What's wrong with this one? I didn't see you getting this emotional. I just thought Victoria was going to share basic things with us. But then, okay, so my next question for Victoria is that, yeah, why are you scared now? Okay, if we say we should look at your life in 25 years, I'm sure we have little wins. Last week on the podcast, we talked about gratitude and also, I want, like, can you like share like wins that you said, okay, yes, because you're able to do this, do that, you can celebrate it as your little wins with us so far?
That I'm alive.
One
is the number one. That I could even earn money myself, like I can have an income myself, because I never think I can do something in my life. I never think I can have the strength to just achieve some things. My business, my academics.
What do you do in your business?
Okay, I'm into fashion. Like, I sell clothes, I sell shoes. When you talk about fashion, I'm in it. Just let me know.
They burn you inside it.
Yeah, they burn me.
But your academics, you're saying something about your academics.
Yeah, my academics. When I wanted to, when I did jam then, that jam does. Mommy used to say, no one will stay at home. Whatever mark you get, Oshama will become my lobby. So she said I should go to NC. I was like, ha, Lou, I'll go to NC. I cried. She did not even know I cried. So I said, okay. But one thing I said was like, when I go to NC, I'm not going because I want to go. I'm going because mommy actually said some things, and let me say, but I must not waste it. And to God be the glory, I finished NC, I started working, and it was a contract job, and now I'm doing my degree. So it's not as if, it's just God.
It's God, yeah.
So let me just say all my life, I'm winners.
Okay.
I'm winners.
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 I'm winners.
The winners that you're saying.
Only winners. Okay. One thing I've been able to pick from Victoria's story so far, apart from the God factor, is that your mom really played a very important role.
Yes.
In your life.
I swear. Yes. One thing that I learned is that always share your story with your children.
Mm-hmm.
She never hide anything from us. Even if she wants to hide, later on she will still say it as an example.
If we leave Victoria, she'll just keep talking. So Victoria, looking ahead, what's the plan?
What's the plan? Well, do I say I have plan? Okay, I just started having plans. Before I don't have plan, I'll just say God, let your will be done.
Okay, so just share like maybe one of your plans with us. Let's just.
One of my plans is just to have a big supermarket, a big store.
Okay.
Filled with different fashion things.
Okay.
And also whatever store I want to open, I should remember the less privileged and need that.
Okay.
I should be able to have a store that we have, like, even if they bring 200 naira inside that store, okay, they like get something.
Okay, for the less privileged. Oh, okay, that's
like,
really amazing.
Some people cannot afford some particular amount of things. So when they enter this particular store, they should even get a top that is okay for
like
250,
a very affordable.
Yeah, so I put that, and also getting married. I have to get married.
Okay, because I was going to say, like, where's that part coming in?
Oh, it's going to come in, sort of. I have get to get married. Have my kids, adopt children. Because I really want to adopt. I don't know why. Many people say it's not good, but to me, I really want to adopt. And I want to have like children around me. Even mm-hmm. if their parents are still alive, I should just help them through mm-hmm. school and they go back to their parents. I just want something like that, and I want to open a school because of my adoption.
Okay, Victoria, that's like a lot of plan already. Don't finish us on this episode. I like the fact that you can actually strategize. So that's one of the major things to always do when you reach a particular, I won't say basically all the days of your life, you always strategize, but there are strategies that you have to use for a particular year, month, week, things like that.
Yes,
so if I just give words of encouragement to people that are probably down, I don't know, but then you know there's a lot of people out there that don't appreciate their age.
Exactly.
They probably think that what's new about all of this thing. Just drop something for them.
The first thing is, whoever you are looking up to, like maybe you have your friends that are achieving things, everything is just social media freak and fakeness. It might be real, but if you see that you are looking at this person and Jimilo, maybe you should stop looking at that person's status. That is one thing that I did when it was affecting me. I stopped looking at that person's status, and later on when I get to read my scriptures and I understand I have to celebrate other people's success, I'll be like, I'm happy for them. My own will come. There's time for everything. You are the motivational speaker of yourself. That's mm-hmm. what I will say. What I will say helped me might not help you, but the thing is, encourage yourself more. Move closer to God. Many people, I have a friend that asked me that God is not alive, that he actually created the world and he forgets. He does not know why he will be working and he will be striving hard and things are still hard. He has friends that are doing Yahoo and they've gotten a house, they've gotten cars. But the thing is, the difference is your own wealth that will come is limitless. But those ones that actually look for a way is limited. So encourage yourself. Mm. All these motivational speakers is just a guideline. I'm not against them. It is just a guideline. What worked for them
do
and not work for you.
So for you.
Pick the ones you need and try to encourage yourself through it. Look for another, how would I put it in science? What would we use? Supplements, or what would I put it? Use mm-hmm. something else.
Supplementing.
Yes, to replace it. So that's what I would say to everyone, that regardless of your age, regardless of your life story, don't let this bring you down. Tony Abraham is one of my
role model.
Should I say role model? Like, I look up to her.
To, mm-hmm.
Her story is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
So don't let your past or whatever people say, I'm always concerned about it. So put God first and don't let anything. Always encourage yourself. Even if they say negative things about
mm-hmm.
you. You might think, yes, it is normal. Like, we have this flesh. Sorry, I'm talking too much. We have this thing in her. But at that particular time, you feel somehow. Is that me? But see, my sister and my brother. It's nothing. Just word
testimony
on word. The person that is telling you, God said, ask is our
own. Exactly.
That he or she is bad.
What are you dealing with?
And so when you know, you'll be like, My own is even better. And you are condemning me. Who are you? I made God my best friend. That is what I did.
That's a very important factor. Mm. Putting God first. Even the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Yes. All of that things shall be added unto you. Like, God plays a very important role. It cannot be overemphasized. Putting him first. It cannot. Because if you look at Victoria's being 25 story, you realize that it played a major role in it. When she was beginning to look down on herself,
At those times, I was like, has God forgotten me? I'll cry, I'll pray. But now, I actually look back and see that God was in it throughout.
Yes, he was preparing you for what is ahead.
Exactly. That is what I actually had. I was prepared. There was something. The mission had just started at this age. That particular work.
So you're just starting.
I'm just starting. All those songs were just preparation. The downfalls, the failures, the success, and all were just. So this is just the beginning, just the preparation. So it was through it. At that time that you're experiencing, you will not feel that it's there.
But it's always been there. He said, I will not leave you in the storm, but it will actually be with you in that storm.
Exactly.
It will see you through that storm. Okay, so I'm sure you guys must have picked something from all of what Victoria said. I'm sure she did not think that she would make sense this much, but then shout out God to do the talking. Have any questions, shut
now.
Up because of what? How old are you? Do you use and pass me that? You're just making noise.
Okay, so we should say it.
Everyone know my age.
They are just a picking.
Okay, so if you have any question for Victoria or you want to share a feedback or just anything, basically, you know what to do. Send me a message. You can send me a message on 081 83 615175, and also you could also send me a DM on Instagram, KIG with Damola, Facebook, Twitter, Damola Olagbade. You all know I love you so much, and you know that, as I would always say, God bless. What's wrong with Victoria? This guy is all disorganizing me. I'm not gonna look at your eyes that you put on the fire.
I have to come back.
All right, guys. See you guys. What do you eat?
I eat pasta.
Hey, Jesus. Victoria is warming rice of yesterday. Don't say I'm the one that cooked it. All right, guys. See you next week on the podcast. Bye.